Where did it go? There you are.
The Hoopaloo was crouched behind a large repulsor tent, rifling through the contents of the girl's bag.
Give that back! It's mine!
Don't snatch!
Don't snatch? You stole my purse! Where's the crystal? What did you do with it?
Don't know anything about a crystal.
Look, you can keep the credits. I don't care about them, but I need that crystal. It belonged to my grandmother.
Well, well, what have we here?
A shadow fell over Jenza. She turned to see a shark-faced Carcharodon and a large Ascagian stalking towards them. The Carcharodon grinned, revealing four rows of tiny pointed teeth.
Jawcat! Stealing from me she was! Got me purse!
That's a lie! It's my purse!
Stealing from my friends, eh? A rich little thing like you. What do you think about that, Belek?
Kia Malek.
Yeah, she is selfish, isn't she? All those pretty trinkets and poor Bri, not a credit to his name. Perhaps we'll have that coat of yours. How would you like that? That'll warm your feathers, won't it, Bri?
Yeah, nice and toasty.
No! You can't have it, it's mine!
My nar.
Let's see what else you've got.
Let go of me!
Let her go!
And what is this? A little rich boy to complete the set. Grab him!
Get off me! Let me go!
Perhaps we should take him with us, Jawcat. See what rings I will give us for him.
The hut. She likes more meat on the bones, that one. But I suppose we could... Oh! A little scutter bit me!
Leave my brother alone!
Get her, Bri!
Come here, you little...
Without warning, the Hoopaloo was thrown through the air, crashing into the tent's heavy canvas.
What are you doing? Get back on your feet!
Something knocked me over!
Nothing touched you!
I know what I felt!
Let us go!
Do as she says!
What the...
Now it was the Carcharodon's turn to gape.
It's a Jedi!
It's a child. It hasn't even got a lightsaber.
I don't need one.
I flicked my wrist, a telescopic rod extending from the hilt I'd hidden in my palm. A rod that crackled with unfettered energy.
What's that supposed to be?
It's called an electroblade. We use it to practice against dummies, like you.
I wheeled around, my blade smacking into the brute's legs. He crashed to the floor, staring up at me in disbelief.
Do you want more?
You wouldn't dare.
How wrong he was.
Stop it!
I'll get him, Jawcat!
No, you won't.
The Hoopaloo scrambled forward, only to be plucked from the ground and sent spinning the way he came. Even the Ascagian, for all her bulk, was no challenge. A flick of the wrist took her feet out from beneath her. Gravity did the rest.
Karakna the Khan!
How am I supposed to know how he's doing it? Come here, you little scum slug!
I don't think so.
I buried my blade into his side, and sparks danced across his newly cracked teeth.
Haven't you had enough yet? And as for you, Ascagian, what is it they say? The bigger they are, the louder they scream.
And scream she did as she was thrown across the litter-strewn floor to slam into her Hoopaloo cohort. The Ascagian took one last look at my blade and decided that no coat was worth further humiliation. She pushed herself up, all but crushing the Hoopaloo in the process, and fled like the coward she was.
Velik, come back!
I'd run too if I were you.
I'll rip your head off.
Jawcat, please! Let's get out of here!
Jedi scum! Why don't you go back from where you came from?
I already have, unfortunately.
I stood there, scowling at the ruffians, so consumed with indignation that I failed to notice the girl reach out to me.
Are you okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
You didn't? Are you hurt?
No. Thanks to you.
I'm fine, thanks for asking.
I'm sorry. Here, let me help.
I can manage. Jinza, are you all right?
I'm fine. Did you see it, Ramil?
I saw.
The way you took on that... I don't know what it was. The shark thing.
A Carcharodon. You were lucky.
I don't feel very lucky.
Stop moaning. We're safe, aren't we? Thanks to...
Dooku. My name's Dooku.
Well, yes, thank you, Dooku. But we better be off.
I don't want to go.
D4 will be looking for us.
What about the security droids?
What? Oh, we can see them another time.
Go and see them now. I want to stay.
With him?
Bye, Ramil.
Jinza, you were the one who called me.
And what good were you exactly? I don't know what would have happened if Dooku hadn't come along.
I could have handled those creeps.
Looked like it.
What did you say?
I mean, that Askagian. She was pretty scary. You could have been smothered.
Glaring, Ramil went to grab her hand.
Come on, Jinza. We're leaving.
No, we're not.
Fine. Just don't blame me when you get eaten by a pack of ravenous Carcharodon or something.
Your brother's an idiot.
You don't have to tell me.
Carcharodon don't even eat humans.
Oh, they don't?
They don't like the way we taste.
You know a lot about, well, all this.
Oh, I like to study.
It's weird. You're going to think this is crazy, but I feel like I know you.
Oh, me too. I mean, I felt something similar when you were watching the demonstration.
You followed me?
No. I sensed you were in trouble.
And I was. Thank you for helping us. I'm grateful, even if my pig of a brother isn't.
And your name is Jinza?
Jinza.
Mine's Dooku.
I know. You said...
Sorry.
Don't be. But Dooku, that's a Serenian name.
I'm from here. At least, originally.
Where's your family?
I don't know. I was just a baby when I was taken to Coruscant.
A baby?
It's the Jedi way. I can't remember any of this.
Oh, then you need a tour. Would you like me to show you around?
What about your droid?
She can wait. Come on!
She held out her hand. And after hesitating for just one moment, I took it. We explored the celebration together, tasting succulent Lalaran blooms from Karasi 8, and marveling at Blatterborn and Hunanetri in the Dianectric Menagerie. We even tried our luck on the game stalls, Jinza winning a stuffed Purrgil on the Zero-G shootout, with a little help from the Force. It was like walking through a dream. The place of my birth, both alien and yet eerily familiar. For all my training, I struggled to keep my emotions under check as Jinza led us away from the pavilion, heading towards an imposing domed building in the heart of Kerania. I had known little of life outside the temple, but here, as we climbed the magnificent marble steps, I felt a stirring deep within me, as if this was where I truly belonged.